I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hey, y'all, it's time for the best bits. This is just the bits. Remember, go check out part one and part three this weekend. It's with Amy, and we did have a little therapy session on part one talking about dating and her divorce and just so many different things got brought up. So you'll definitely want to check out that. And then part three is the listener Q&A. So we answered a lot of your questions, including how she handles phone time with her kids, the explanation behind their names, and what happened to that infamous microwave that y'all heard about on air for so long? What happened with it in the divorce? So now it's time to dive into the best segments from the show this week. Let's go. Woohoo! Eddie went to pick up some wings for takeout, and let's just say it didn't go as planned. It actually went more gross than he had ever intended. So here's what happened and what he did about it.
Number seven.
Okay, so what happened?
I gotta ask you guys a question. What would you do in this situation? Okay. Because on Sunday, I was watching football, and I'm like, you know what? I got to have wings. So I got online. I ordered my wings from a place to go pick them up. I go inside the restaurant, and I'm waiting for my wings because there's a line. There's like two people there. And I see, it's one of those where you can kind of see the kitchen behind the counter. And I'm looking back there, and I see the guy putting wings in the fryer, and he's waiting for the wings to come out, and he scratches his armpit.
No.
Okay?
No.
And then the wings are ready. He gets them out of the basket. Starts putting seasoning on the wings, tosses them.
With the same hands?
Same hands. Didn't wash his hands at all. Oh. Bare hands.
No!
Ruh-roh.
I can't.
You see this.
What
would you do?
Not eat there.
Did you already pay for it?
No.
Like online?
No, I ordered online. I'll pay there.
Listen, that's probably happening. I just don't want to see it.
I know.
And the minute I see it, I can't unsee it. So then I just need to go somewhere else.
I'll probably leave.
Where it might be happening too, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. You would leave, Bones?
Yeah. If I haven't paid yet, I'm probably going to leave.
Would you tell anyone?
No. Who do you tell? So,
can you cancel?
Do you want to play Guess
then?
What Eddie Did?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, give us some options here. Guess what Eddie did? Go ahead.
Okay, did I call the manager and say, hey, I saw this, got to do something about it?
Okay.
B, did I pay for it and say, just take it home and eat it anyway?
Just give it to the kids and never tell them why you're not eating it.
Yeah, that's right. Or C, do I just leave? Not say a word.
I think I would probably leave unless I'd already paid for it. And then even then, I'm going to get it if I paid for it. Probably give it to like a homeless guy or something. He doesn't deserve that armpit, but it's better than going to waste, you know?
Yeah. He doesn't know either.
I'm probably just going to leave. I'm going to say Eddie just paid for it and took him home.
Yeah.
I think he loves wings and wanted to watch the game. You?
Same thing. I think his family didn't see it, so no harm there. He took him home.
He ate the wings, man. Like, a little armpit grease ain't going to kill him.
Armpit grease?
Mm-hmm. So,
because I know he's not going to call them. I mean, I could see Eddie being the call the manager guy. He's a helicopter parent, so he could helicopter restaurant customer, but he just ate the wings.
Eddie, what'd you do?
Got my credit card out, paid for them, and I took them home. And I ate them. Dude, I needed my wings. It was one of those things, though, as every time I took a bite, I gagged a little bit. Just thinking about it, like, oh my goodness, this is so disgusting.
What celebrity did he look like?
We don't have to play that game.
Why?
We don't have to play that game.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the game.
Lunchbox?
Okay. What did you learn from this experience?
Don't look back there.
That's what it is. Don't look. Like, yes, just don't look.
You know what? Just go in, put your head down, yes, pay for the wings, and get
that's
out.
That's it. That's exactly what we learned. They're doing that crap anyway.
It was disgusted, man.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
You know, I, for whatever reason, seem to have a lot of scenarios with Ubers. Maybe it's just because I take so many that I just end up with either weird situations, sometimes scary. This one in particular was super scary, and I do own the fact that it was mostly my fault. But still scary, still crazy that it happened. You're about to hear it right now.
Number six.
Morgan, it seems like you're always in uncomfortable situations with your Uber drivers.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because I'm just like a young girl, and I'm typically by myself. I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe.
And you're not a young girl. You're 30 years old. Like, you sound like you're a 12-year-old.
That was rude.
But he's right.
I look young, though. I don't look like I'm 50, is my point.
You're a woman.
You got 50? It, dude.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying, like,
dang, everybody's getting offended here.
I just look like a younger woman.
You're small.
I'm little. Yes. I'm 5 foot tall.
Right.
Okay, Morgan, so what happened to you?
Oh, dear goodness. So I was in my Uber. I went with one of my friends out, and we got an Uber together, and I had ordered it, and this car pulled up, and it was the exact car on my Uber app. And so I opened the door, and I'm like, hey, you looking for Morgan? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So we get in. Don't think much of it.
This already feels creepy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Morgan.
Yeah. I mean, he's just like, yeah.
Morgan, you see? Huh?
Well, I always ask because I get nervous.
Sure.
And so we get in the car, and I always watch on the Uber app because I've had a lot of uncomfortable rides. So I watch to make sure we're going in the right directions. Well, we make a few of the correct turns, and then all of a sudden, he starts going the complete opposite direction. And I was like, I'm watching it on the Uber app, and I'm kind of sitting there for a few minutes like, where are we going? Maybe he's taking a different turn. No.
Did he look like the picture?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like, it's also dark out. I mean, it was like 1 a.m.
His license plate?
But your phone doesn't have a light?
Well, I didn't like shine it on him, like him out.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, as far as like it looked like the picture, okay, it was the right car. Everything was accurate.
License plate?
I didn't check the license plate because we were on Broadway. Got so it. Like you're moving fast.
Okay.
And so I'm like watching it, and he keeps going wrong direction. And so finally, I'm like, "Are you sure you're like taking us to the right place?" And he kind of like mumbles back something. He's not really making any words.
Young girl won't shut up.
Young girl, I got this.
Young girl, relax.
And I'm like, okay. And I kind of look at my friend. We're both getting a little uncomfortable, and we're still going in the wrong direction. And finally, I'm like, sir, are you sure you were supposed to be picking us up? He's like, no, I'm not even an Uber driver. And I was like, okay, can you just stop? Just stop the car. Just stop the car. We'll get out right here.
Wait, what?
Why did he let you get in?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Man, you could have been murdered.
Yeah, it could have been over.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when you get out of the car, take a picture of the license plate, and call 911.
Okay, one. First of all, yes, that's bad. You got into his car.
I asked. I was like, are you looking for Morgan?
And he's like, are you? Yes.
Maybe he thought, are you looking for like a good time?
Yeah.
Does Morgan mean something else like Molly?
Let's see. In a different
I don't
language?
Think so.
No.
So
I mean,
he
like
lets
a drug.
He lets you out.
He does let us out. I don't know if he thought we were just so drunk we weren't paying attention. Whoa. And that was the, you know, the scenario, but I was very sober. And so I knew what was happening. And so he did pull over, he let us out, and we were like in a warehouse district. Like it was dark out. And I'm like, we are not in a good place. So I'm like quickly ordering an Uber. We had to wait 20 more minutes for an actual Uber to show up. It was a really bad situation.
What do we learn from this?
I think that's partially Morgan's fault.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, you got to check all the stuff.
You check the license plate.
You got to check
every time.
The last three numbers of the license plate's what I do.
And I think it is good to see if they are there for you, but maybe we open the door and say, hey, who are you here for? Because then they'll have to say your name back to you. If you give them your name, then they're like,
That's a good point.
So you say, oh, hey, who are you here for? And they say,
I can't believe he said I'm not even an Uber driver.
That's crazy. Like,
did you say, what was your plan?
No, I was just in shock. I was just like, pull over. Just pull over. Just get us out of the car.
How fast were you going at that point?
I mean, he's probably going 40. We weren't on a highway. We were on like a back road, essentially.
I was going to say, I don't even know if I would say pull over. I'd have been diving out.
But did he have 40. The GPS out or anything? Like,
did
all
he have mints in the middle?
Yeah, man, that's what they all
have. Did not have mints
they have
in char- the
extra
he
charger?
He did have his phone up, like a map was up. What? It was weird. It was really weird.
And you didn't take a picture of the license plate and call 911 afterwards?
Honestly, all of this shocked me. Like, yes, I'm paying attention. I'm very aware of my surroundings, but like...
She did get in his car.
Yes.
Did he happen to be like a Lyft driver? And like, you said Uber, so he's like, no, I mean, maybe.
No, Grubhub, idiot.
Did you open the door and say, are you here for young girls?
No. And apparently Morgan. I'm not a young girl. I said, are you here for Morgan?
That is so weird.
That is so weird.
I'm worried. Morgan, you stay home.
Yeah, you need to go anywhere.
That's over. No more going out for you. Hey, young girl, no more going out for you. You're grounded.
Yeah, apparently I'm old, so I need to stay home anyway.
Yes. Okay, look at the license plate, everybody.
Yeah.
Last three letters, license plate, match it up.
License plate. Also, who are you here for?
And if they say Morgan, then that's probably not you. Morgan's a code word for young girls.
Oh, I mean, you want to hear a good... I mean, no, I shouldn't read this story.
Well, most of the time, too, they make you say codes and stuff now. And that one, for whatever, like, obviously he didn't. There was no code.
Is it a bad story?
It's really bad, dude.
What kind of car?
Like, did they kill somebody?
I don't know. A woman mistook a car for an Uber guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Those are bad. Because that easily could have been Morgan.
Easily.
Especially if she didn't have her friend with her.
Yeah, I'm really glad I was not by myself. Well, this is a good PSA. Yeah,
good. All right, thank you, guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Abby shared some really big relationship news this week. Y'all have been wanting to hear about the guy that she sang about in her original song, Hey There Hometown. Well, she's finally talking about him and sharing their story and some news about that whole scenario.
Number five.
Abby is our phone screener during the show, but she produces so many things when she's not in the hours of the show. Big part of our group here. And she's kind of been hinting around, insinuating that she's dating somebody new, although she won't really say it. So what do you want to say? Because I'm hearing now that you'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of wanted to just keep it like on the down low because I wanted it to be based like on trust, right? Like, I'm not just going to go tell you guys everything on air and talk about it. But I'll like start from the beginning and then like where we are. So when I was home for Christmas in Wichita, that's how we matched.
on
a dating app.
What app?
Bumble.
Got it.
Yes. And so we never actually got to meet when I was back home because I came back. But we FaceTimed every day. I gave him my number. I was like, look, if you want to keep in touch, like,
you
here's
FaceTimed
my number.
You every day?
Yeah.
Oh,
like every day.
How quickly did it move from Bumble to FaceTime?
Like when I came back to Nashville, because I was like, I'm probably going to delete the app. I'm not going to stay on here or whatever. So here's my number. And then like one of the first moments I got back here, that we just FaceTimed to be like, let's just see. And we hit it off and we talked every day.
How long every day?
Like an hour.
Wow.
Like we'd be cooking or whatever. Like he'd cook dinner and we'd be talking. Like it was really fun. It was so fun.
Okay.
And so the first time we met is when he picked me up from the airport in Kansas City. Because I was like, you want to be my date to my friend's wedding? And so he met my parents. He met all my friends from Kansas.
Well, I think it's different if it's she didn't arrange for that meeting with her parents. That's different.
Yeah, they went
if
to the wedding.
Somewhere,
that's the thing. It's a wedding. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I probably wouldn't have had them, but they were going to the wedding anyway. And I was like,
and if you've been talking with him that long and he lives up there anyway, it's a great date to have. Yes. So far, I'm with you.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went really well.
It's the first time you saw his feet?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Or how tall he was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was another thing, too, because he picked me up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what if he doesn't? But I knew what he looked like, so we FaceTimed, so everything was fine. But we had the best time at the wedding. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is what it's about. Like, all my people are together. Like, I have a great guy. We were dancing. It was so fun.
You danced all night?
Yeah.
Did you smooch on the dance floor?
No, my parents were there. No.
Okay.
And then like a month later, he came to visit me, had a great time. No.
Lunchbox, I don't want you to interrupt it. He's raising his hand. I want to hear our story because you're going to sidetrack it.
You know, it's a big question about the wedding.
Do you get one question. Do you want it now or do you want it later?
No. This is the wedding.
Save the question.
You want the question now or do you want it?
Save it.
No, I have more. I may have questions later.
But we're going to run out of time.
Save it.
Gosh.
Do you want it now or later?
No, you guys are wasting time.
Okay, go ahead, Abby.
This is a story. So yeah, I don't know. Where was I? Oh, he came to visit me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything was great.
He flew down here?
Yes. Uh-huh. Went to a really nice restaurant.
He stay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
How many days?
4 days.
Oh, wow. Good. Okay.
And then he invited me to his one of his family members' wedding, and I met his entire family, like
back
everybody.
Back in Kansas or Missouri?
Kansas. Okay. Yeah, it was very overwhelming. It was his whole family, like his nieces and nephews, his siblings, his parents. It was a lot.
That was overwhelming to you?
Yeah.
But was yours overwhelming to him?
Probably. I mean, okay. He didn't say it. He played it off very well. Like, he was very comfortable. That's why it was so easy for him to talk to everybody. Like, it wasn't weird. It was cool.
Did you not play it off well?
I think I did. Yeah. Okay, but cool. Inside, I was just like, oh, this is a lot. And everybody was saying there, they were like, oh my gosh, this is a lot for you to come to somebody's family's wedding.
Okay.
And meet everybody. Anyway, yeah. So everything was great. It was awesome. And then everything started. We didn't see each other that much.
It's tough.
And then, yes, distance is very hard.
And the FaceTimes aren't an hour anymore.
Yeah.
Then they're 12 minutes, and sometimes you forget to, you don't even do them at all.
Yes.
Then you fight because you're not doing them.
And then you start being like, where is this going? Or like, is somebody planning on moving? And
did you guys have that talk?
How soon?
He's moving. That's what
Noah, hold on.
About to say.
How long did you guys date before he came down here?
Well, since we were talking, 5 months.
Okay.
Because we were like talking. When he came here is when he was like, I'm all in. Like, let's do this. I want to be with
he
you.
He came here.
But y'all only seen each other once before that at the wedding.
But on FaceTime a lot.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot. Hour a day.
Okay, go ahead and listen. Great. So then you guys have to have the discussion. What are we going to do? Is there a plan?
Basically.
Who brings it up?
I think he did. Yeah, he did. And it was over the phone. And I already told him at the very beginning, I was like, I know I don't want to move for a couple years at least. Like, I have worked so hard to be where I am now. I'm not going to move back home. And he kind of like strayed away from him moving and just realized that neither of us want to move anytime soon. So,
but you don't have to move right now.
Yeah, I know.
I know. But it's just like, it's too hard to, it's a huge commitment, like financially and everything.
Yeah. All that's true.
So you broke up.
That's where we're at right now, yes.
Oh.
What are you laughing at?
This feels like a very mature, common, practical way to have, except for the FaceTiming. But that's kind of, at least you were like talking with them on FaceTime. You couldn't do that back in the day.
Right.
Well, you wrote letters or something. Yeah. I don't know, candlelight crap. I don't know.
Phone calls.
Like
cassette tapes.
Abe Lincoln's like, I'm going to send you this letter. Good for you. Who broke it off with who?
It was pretty mutual, but I was the one that was like, I want to talk about it and I can't do this anymore. So,
were you not into him anymore?
No, I was, but I need to see you in person. Like, I can't keep doing the FaceTimes.
Are you open to exploring the possibility of a longer distance relationship again if you can find a means to find an ending?
Yeah, I am, but not at this moment. It's a lot.
Did you tell him you loved him?
No.
Did he tell you he loved you?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's mature.
I mean, because we weren't in person that much, so I feel like...
How many times did you see him in person? Not days, when he's here, but how many different instances did you see him in person?
5 separate times.
Great. And some of them were for multiple days at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Over a period of 6 months?
No. December to...
Till a couple weeks ago, so...
Oh, it's been that long?
So 10
That's
months.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
It's been quite a while.
I think this is a very mature version and season for you, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And that you went 10 months without, you know, giving in to saying something on the show.
That's a big
deal. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That was very hard. I just felt like I was hiding something. So
no, we knew that something, and you wrote about him in your song.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, edit the song now. Oh my gosh.
About that.
what about that?
I knew that you were going to say that, but no, I'm going to keep it. That's how I was in my life when I wrote it. Like, I
agree.
Meant that.
Great.
Yeah, Taylor's great about changing all of her songs.
Great perspective. Lunchbox, you get one question.
I mean, Abby, I'm just...
Oh, question.
You just go way too fast.
She didn't go fast at all, and
no.
She did this in a very mature
way. Her family met him the day she met him.
It was
that's unbelievable. Man. That is so crazy.
It's a tough circumstance, but it was at a wedding. I don't feel like it was you luring him into...
It wasn't like dinner at their house.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Oh, man.
Are you sad?
I'm pretty bummed, yeah. I mean, and it's like going from talking to someone every day, and now we don't talk at all.
Is that how y'all decided you just need to cut it off completely?
I did, kind of. I was just like, I can't just keep doing all this talking when it's not going to go anywhere. Like, I need to put my effort somewhere else then, my focus.
What, are you naked on camera?
What?
Yeah, they did. They did. They had to.
You have to.
They absolutely.
This is also none of our
listen.
Business.
If they were together 10
Stop.
Months
and
they only saw each other 5 times, I'm getting a little bored of talking on the phone.
Okay.
For, you know what I'm saying? Unless I'm seeing something.
Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Okay. So has
Abby,
there been
does he have a job that could allow him to afford to come down here every month and you guys switch it up?
I think he could, yeah.
Okay, well, we have to go because we're running out of time, but thank you for sharing that with us and being vulnerable. We're very proud of you. This is a very mature, it's very mature to keep it private for the sanctity of it. It was also, It was you who was like, hey, I don't think this is going to work. And mm-hmm. you did that in a way, and I know that was difficult because it didn't feel good.
I know. So, but hey,
you're growing.
It's okay.
All right, Ray's telling me I have to go, but Abby, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We did a Bobby Bones show and tell where everybody brought a celebrity and shared some fun facts about him. So, no, we did not bring the celebrities in studio. If I could have brought Morgan Freeman in studio, you all know that I would have. I will do anything for y'all. Well, just about everything. But we didn't. But we all brought in some fun facts about all these different people that maybe you've never heard of before.
Number four.
All right, Bobby Bones show and tell. Everybody bring in a famous person and then share three fascinating facts about them. We're going to go to Mike D first because this was Mike D's idea. Mike D, what celebrity did you bring?
I have Mr. Beast. I love Mr. Beast.
That's what this was about, Mr. Beast from YouTube.
Yeah, he just hit 200 million subscribers on YouTube, the first ever to do it.
Wow.
Can you picture Mr. Beast in your head?
No.
What he looks like?
Don't know.
He doesn't look like a Mr. Beast. He's like a youngish guy with like a mustache and a little kind of goatee type thing, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a beast.
That's what you think he'd look like.
He looks like Mr. Generic, but he's also like, he seems nice. Like I said, I think I like him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
So tell me three things about Mr. Beast.
So the first ever check he got with a brand deal was $10,000. He spent it all on one video. He went up to a guy who was homeless. He said, here's $10,000. And that's how he went viral.
Wow.
Really?
And that's what he does a lot now. He just gives people money. But now he gets them to do like crazy things for money, like stay in a room for like a month.
Is it Squid Games-ish? Does he ever make people do stuff they don't want to do, but they want to do it because of the money, but they really don't want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, he did a whole Squid Game recreation.
And do people go, he's taking advantage of them?
Yeah, he gets a little flack for that of like, hey, you're taking advantage of people who are really hard up for money.
But
I'll do it.
But does he find people who are in need, or does he just find people who want to do it?
Just his subscribers.
Got it. So he doesn't. Got it.
Yeah.
okay, then that's fine. That's anybody wanting to be on anything.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. That's how he did it, though? He took $10,000, and that's how he got famous?
Basically, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of things he did. He'd already started
building the channel and everything, but yes.
And he made the commitment to just give that money away, too, thinking that would pay off with views or clicks.
Wow.
Okay, so that's number one. What else?
He uses psychology to get people to watch his videos. So I watched his whole podcast he did. What he does, he puts numbers in the titles of his YouTube videos. So if you see like 1 million written out, apparently it makes you want to click and watch the video.
Oh, because you think 1 million views have happened or something?
Or $1 million.
There's just something in your mind that sees a big number like that and wants to click it. But he does a lot of videos where he like compares the prices of things. So like a $1 flight versus $1 million flight.
Oh, I'd click on that.
Flight.
But what does he talk about regarding a dollar flight?
Why would I get on a dollar flight? How do you buy that?
It's like a guy who has like a random old airplane and will take on a flight for $1.
That's
hilarious. It's an awesome video.
Oh, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
And then he paid $1 million to go on a flight?
Yeah.
Like he did that too?
This giant plane, yeah.
Wow, that's okay.
That's so cool. Okay, yeah. And?
He spends a crazy amount of money on a video. For that one I was talking about, he spent $7 million to make that happen.
That's crazy.
How rich is this dude?
Oh, I think he's so rich, right?
Oh, yeah. He's worth a lot of money.
Like hundreds of millions?
Probably like 150 to 200 million. Because his YouTube channel has 200 million subscribers.
That's wild.
That's awesome.
That's wild. All right, Mr. Beast is our first show and tell. That's good. I like that because I know much about him. Mm. That feels pretty cool. Eddie, who'd you bring?
Tom Hanks, my favorite actor.
Of course you did.
In the whole wide world.
Go ahead.
Did you know Tom Hanks has a brother named Jim? Jim Hanks. He kind of looks like him, not really, but he sounds just like him. So he does the voice of Woody whenever they do like cartoons, not the movies. But whenever there's spin-off cartoons or the action figures, you pull the string, it's his brother.
That's Jim Hanks?
Yeah, it's Jim Hanks.
That's funny.
I think it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Also, too, Tom loves old vintage typewriters. He collects a lot of them. He's got over 250 typewriters and some that he just gives out to fans when he sees them.
I've seen him send typewriters to fans in the mail before.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cool. Yeah. That's it.
A big
quite
package.
The postage there. And?
Last in 2013, he was diagnosed with diabetes. I didn't know that. He's diabetic. He's a type 2 diabetic, so I don't think you like induce syringe or whatever, but still diabetic.
And what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Forrest Gump, hands down. But I do like Splash, the old one, where he falls in love with a mermaid.
Mm.
That's classic,
I don't know
man.
That I've ever seen that one.
Oh, you should watch. Oh, I'll put that in the hat next time.
Oh, God. Okay, we got two, Mr. Beast and Tom Hanks. We're going to come back in a second and get to more. Morgan, who is yours?
Oh, it's somebody with my name.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back.
That's awesome.
We'll get Morgan Freeman from Morgan. And Lunchbox, who's yours?
Yeah, mine's good.
Yeah, who's yours?
You want to come find out now?
Yeah.
Chelsea Houska.
Who's that?
It's probably a teen mom.
Teen mom.
Okay,
mom.
We'll come back with those. Let's play this song first. We got more. Okay. Who's the celebrity, Morgan? And give us three interesting facts about him.
So it's Morgan Freeman. I did it because we share the same name. He's an expert beekeeper. He has a 124-acre ranch that he dedicated as a bee sanctuary. And he loves them so much that he'll visit and bring them food, and he won't even wear a beekeeping suit.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's just called crazy.
That's going to not end well, I feel. Because it just takes one bad day.
Unless he narrates something for them. I bet they like
bees
that.
Bees would stop stinging me. Jeez. Okay, what else?
His first acting role came out of a form of punishment. So there was a girl in middle school he had a crush on, pulled the chair out from under her, and his teacher sent him to drama class as a punishment for that, and he fell in love with acting. That's
wow.
awesome.
Wow.
That's an awesome punishment.
Yeah,
I got whoop those switches. He got sent to acting class. All right, go ahead.
There's a conspiracy theory around him that he was never a baby because there are no baby photos of him. Even he has come out and said, there's simply no photos of me as a baby that exist.
Huh.
That's crazy.
It's weird to think of him as a young person. I can't even think of him as a young guy. I mean, I wasn't alive. I haven't seen pictures.
And like, if you Google pictures of him, it's like people trying to make a Morgan Freeman baby, and they're kind of weird.
Yeah, what about like even young Morgan Freeman acting? I don't
know. And the baby
that.
Cries like this. Wow.
Get busy living.
I also have a bonus one that I knew you guys would love because you guys golf. He broke a golf record in South Africa. Apparently at this place that has the extreme 19th, he made a par on that. And he's also known for his unique one-handed swinging in golf.
Huh. I do that, too, when I'm drinking.
Okay, Lunchbox has got a teen mom. Mine is a hero of mine. Ray, who's yours?
I hope you're not offended. Ryan Seacrest.
Why would I be? I like Ryan just fine.
Oh, boy.
Why would I be offended? Amy, who's yours?
George Strait.
Okay, we'll do all those coming up next. Who is your celebrity, Amy?
George Strait.
Give us three interesting facts.
So he met his wife, Norma, in high school, and it was love at first sight. But he only took her out on one date, and then they had some separation. He was like, wait, he couldn't stop thinking about her. He's like, man, I'm crazy. I got to call that girl back. So he did, and then they ended up eloping, just went to Mexico.
After one date?
Got married. No, I mean, they got back together after the little hiatus. They went on a date, took a break, then he asked her again, and then they decided, we're going to get married, went to Mexico, eloped because he was entering the service. He was being shipped off to Hawaii with the Army. And so they got married, and he served in the Army for 4 years and was part of an Army band called the Ramblin' Country.
But you know, those guys are bitter. I was in his band before.
Oh, yeah.
I was the bassist for George Strait when we were in the... He left and went solo. I taught him everything he knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be tough.
That's got to be tough, yeah. What else you got? Yeah.
And then he declined an invitation to the Grand Ole Opry. And it's pretty much a commitment thing because, and Bobby, you probably know this better than I, but if you are asked to be a member and you accept, you have to perform a certain amount of times. And he wanted to live in Texas and stay there. I mean, he does things on his ranch and he's roping every day. He says he tries to do that every single day.
Yeah, if he were to be a member, he'd have to perform about once a month or 12 times. Sometimes Carrie will do two shows in a night. She'll park a tour bus and do two in one night. That counts as two. Mm. But members are mostly supposed to do 12 shows a year, which is probably why.
Yeah, he couldn't meet the expectations, so he didn't want to commit to something he couldn't do.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, those are my facts.
All right, Ray, who do you have?
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
So apparently he has a sweet tooth. He loves candy and treats and sweets. And his absolute favorite is gummy bears. So maybe when he's hosting sometimes, he'll have gummy bears in his back pocket. You might have saw him eating some of them.
I've never seen him eating gummy bears.
Never.
Okay, what else?
He started the Kardashians' career. He had a production company back in 2007. And it's kind of when the tape came out of Kim and it was all worked together. And Seacrest wanted to start a show like The Osbournes because it was huge. And it was the Kardashians. He started it all.
Man.
Yeah.
Made so much money off
that.
Not bad.
Yeah. And?
He was actually bit by a shark. He was out in the water surfing, and it happened. He maybe thought it was coral at the time, but he got on shore, and he actually had a tooth in him, and that's how he knew he was bit by a shark.
Tooth came out of the shark?
Yeah, 2008.
Wow.
Seacrest survived shark attack.
It was a baby shark. Lost a baby tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, how do you not have a big bite?
Right, maybe the tooth was loose.
Well, it could have bit him. Like he thought it was a rock or a coral or something.
But bit him that hard that it lost a tooth.
I don't know.
Wow, so sharks have baby teeth.
Eddie just made that up.
No, it was a joke. Like you know how babies lose teeth.
Yeah, he made that up. Don't listen. NPR is going to call us. Gonna be a whole thing.
Yeah, this is a joke, man.
All right, Lunchbox, what do you got?
I got Chelsea Halska. Her last name is now DeBear. She rose to fame when she appeared on 16 and Pregnant, and then Teen Mom 2, guys. And let me tell you, after 10 years of Teen Mom 2, here's something crazy. She has her own show on HGTV called Down Home Fab. Excellent show.
You watch it?
Yes. Fantastic.
Where does she live?
She lives in South Dakota. Vermilion, South Dakota.
Did you know that before this segment?
Yep.
Because of the show?
Because of Teen Mom.
Okay.
And she launched her own home decor line called Aubrey Says and is named after her first daughter that she had when she was 16. So if you want to decorate your home with stuff from a Teen Mom line, Aubrey Says.
She paying you?
Sounds like it.
No.
Never hashtag ad?
Hashtag never met her.
Okay. Oh, you never met her?
No.
Oh.
Hashtag dreams.
Okay.
Down Home by DeBoers will be a storefront. They're opening.
It's all commercial.
Yeah.
No. They're opening a brick and mortar in the strip mall on Baker Landing Development just west of T Exit off Interstate 29. Wow. It will be a collection of home decor.
Is this hashtag ad?
No. Hashtag never met her. It'll be a collection of home decor, accent pieces, and furniture with an exclusive section for Aubrey Says.
The next one, Aubrey's Ice Cream.
You've basically just done promo for her products.
How amazing is that, though? Those are some interesting facts.
I don't even
facts.
Know what you said.
She has a whole. She was on Teen Mom 16 and Pregnant.
I got that part.
And then she got her own HGTV show.
Two G's? HGG?
Yeah. Then she did a home decor line called Aubrey Says, and now.
What would you say decor is?
Like decorations.
Got it.
Yeah, it's just a short word for decorations.
Thank you.
And then they're opening a storefront. Like they are big enough that they are having a brick and mortar. Like Chip and Joanna, get out of the way. Chelsea and Cole are coming in.
I don't know that it's get out of the way.
Who's Cole?
Different parts
her
of
husband.
The country.
Now, got it.
Yeah. She met him like later on and they got married and now they have a couple kids together.
Hey, Scuba, any way you can line her up on the phone or something?
Oh, boy.
I'm sure
or Zoom?
Right now, yeah,
yeah, her dad, he listens. Randy, he's a big fan. He's a dentist.
Randy? Who's it, Chelsea Hauska?
Yeah, well, it's DeBoer now.
Gotcha, okay.
She has a line. It's called Aubrey.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, she's Brick and Mortar.
And her daughter, Aubrey.
Home Decor.
Her daughter, Aubrey, is like as tall as her now.
Corner of Highway 71.
No, it's
take a left at the Rock.
It's a strip mall in the Baker Landing development just west off the T exit of Interstate 29.
Is she likable?
Very likable.
That's cool.
People love her. She has almost 9 million followers on Instagram.
She has 6.7 on Instagram. Looking at it right now.
Oh, wow.
That's almost
nice. He just says stuff.
Fact check.
Let me check.
I'm literally looking at it right now.
Why do you make that up?
Yeah, why do you just say stuff?
No, I read that online, man. That was one of my interesting facts.
Okay. Let me do mine. Am I the last one to go? Yeah. Okay. My interesting facts are on David Letterman, who I watched every night, Monday through Friday night as a kid. I would sneak up and watch him. He's my hero. He's a goofy dude, super funny. And I thought, if you can be goofy, irreverent, weird like that, then if he can do that, I think I can do it. He was on the radio at first. He did radio. He did local TV. He was a weatherman. He kind of got booted from his weather job when he congratulated a tropical storm into a hurricane.
Congratulations. Oh. That's really funny.
I like to
congratulations, you grew.
Yeah, you
graduated.
But it's like now lives are at stake.
That's totally something we would do.
Wow.
So this is like in the 70s. He has a scholarship at Ball State University for average people. He's an average student, like C students. He never wore the same tie twice in the entire late night run.
Wow.
The Foo Fighters, his favorite band, appeared in his final broadcast as well as many other broadcasts as well. He used to throw pencils all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
there'd be the crash.
Because he didn't want people to get stuck or get hurt by the pencil, they made the pencils with erasers on both ends so they didn't stab anybody.
Oh.
He had a morning TV talk show that failed miserably. They tried to do that kind of in the morning, and then it flipped, and then they did it at night. And then he's the dude.
He's awesome.
Oh. He's the dude. That's it. Show and tell, pretty fun, huh?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I need to get over to 3rd and Johnston and
off Highway 70.
See what's up. Got some decor over there. Yeah. All right, there's show and tell. All right, thank you guys.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
We also had Shenandoah, and I know that I say their name weird. Amy and I talked about it on Part 1. I get really confused. Is it Shenandoah? I also emphasize my A's and I have crispy R's. I know, listen, my voice is weird. Words are hard. So Shenandoah stopped by the studio not only to talk about some new collaborations that they have coming, one with Luke Combs and somebody that's been in the works as well, not released yet, but we got kind of an exclusive look about that collaboration that's been happening. And they talk about their breakup and basically what happened over that course of time and what brought them back together. So just a really good overall interview. You can hear it right now, or you can go watch it on our YouTube page at Bobby Bones Show.
Number 3. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
we're a big Shenandoah show. Love Shenandoah. Church on Cumberland Road.
Get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
1989, that's number 1 for them. 2 Dozen Roses.
If I had two.
1989, number 1 for them. Sunday in the South.
I can almost hear my mama pray. Oh, Lord, forgive us.
I got so many number 1s, but they're coming in now. Let's talk to them. Here they are, Marty and Mike from Shenandoah.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Shenandoah.
All right, this is cool for us, especially when we get to bring in, you know, musical influences, legends. Here he, no, you don't come in yelling, Roll Tide. Come in. Come in and sit down over here. Come in yelling, Roll Tide. He coming to my house and pee on the floor. That's what just happened there.
Oh, yes, you wore that just for us today.
You know, no, I wear it every day. But I'm also jealous that you get to yell Roll Tide. I don't want to yell Roll Tide, but I'm jealous that you guys have
you can yell it.
No, I refuse.
You could.
Yeah. Hey. Come on in.
Hey, everybody.
Good to see you.
Hello.
Yeah, have a seat over here. Yeah, everything's great. Do you have ears in?
Peace, love, Donnie
Osmond. Hey, you didn't yell Roll Tide. We appreciate that.
You see, he's got his.
Yeah, Mike comes in and starts yelling Roll Tide immediately.
Yeah, well, I saw your shirt from through the glass window over there, so.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Big and red.
That's right.
So, how are we doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Yeah. Grab that microphone right there, Marty. Right there behind you. Right at your butt. There it is. Back again, looking better than ever. So, got the.
Hey, I was just looking at a picture of us last time we did this show. I bet you we've lost 200 pounds between the two of us. Seriously.
You too?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, use that mic. You gotta talk in the mic. We're on the air.
Yeah, Mars, you're safe.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I was in a commercial.
No way, commercial. We're on the air here.
No, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, folks. I forgot that.
Now he's like funny and he's like charming and hilarious.
No, actually, I thought we were at a commercial, but no. In the green room, Mike said 250, and I thought that sounded more like it. I've lost 137.
And I've lost 73.
Really?
So, yeah.
And 63, just going in the wrong direction, bro.
And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
Would you consider, Marty, would you consider your haircut still to be a mullet?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I ever had a mullet.
But
you know,
it's like
it's
long,
not cut like a mullet.
Okay, it's not short. Maybe it's not short enough on top, but it definitely goes back. You could pin it and do a little ponytail. I've not seen. Mamie, would you say that's a mullet?
Yeah, he can do that.
I see it as mullet-ish to me. It has vibes.
But it's true.
It's definitely mullet-ish.
Mullet-ish.
Yeah, he's got mullet-ish.
It's more of a mole.
He's a mullet-ish.
Mike, you're saying you got basically the same haircut.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you guys have, that's what I like, though. Yeah, it's the same.
We have the same barber.
You're not being anything you aren't.
Yeah. No.
We have the same barber.
Yeah, I mean, the same gal that cuts my hair today, same gal that cut my hair years ago.
Wow.
Well, you know, you went through a time there, Mark, where you had it all cut off short.
You guys real hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to pull it?
If you do that. People think my hair's fake all the time. I got to grab it and be like, yeah. So Shenandoah's here, which, by the way, let's talk new for a second. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Okay.
But let's do this because I want to play the song first. Obviously, we love Two Dozen Roses, 1989, the original. If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night. Love it. But then you guys did it again, but you did it with Luke Combs. How did this whole thing come about, and how did you get Luke on it?
We started getting texts from people going, hey, man, have you seen me and Luke Combs doing Two Dozen Roses live?
He was already covering it.
Yeah, in the show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
To be honest with you, Two Dozen Roses has become so popular. We knew before too long somebody was gonna redo it
and just cover it. Somebody was gonna cover it,
yeah. And before it was all over, then we would lose it. You know,
because
I mean that's what happens.
So you did it,
yeah.
So we just figured, man, look, let's see if Luke won't want to do it. So I started texting Luke back and forth, and we started the dialogue, and before it was all over with, that's what happened. He got in the studio, and we kind of followed up.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Shenandoah.
What song you think gets the biggest crowd singing, chanting reaction? Church on Cumberland Road?
Mm-mm, Two Dozen Roses.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yeah.
That easy, huh?
They sing it from the beginning to the end, too. They don't just sing the choruses.
Is it because, though, that song is a little slower and you can hear words more?
Who knows?
Is I don't know. I guess this is my answer, so I wanted that to be the answer. Cumberland Road.
Yeah, it's Cumberland Road.
Whoa!
The one.
Do they do that? Whoa!
They do that.
God,
very loudly.
Awesome. Where do you play Cumberland Road in your set?
Last song we do. And Two Dozen Roses right in front of it.
Oh,
so. Well,
oh yeah. That's
leave it with a bang.
What do you start with? What's the first song?
Next to You, Next to Me.
Dang.
Oh.
Ain't no place damn. That I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Do you get annoyed people sing your songs back to you like that?
It's awesome when they sing it back.
No, like us now, when we're like not even asking you questions, we're just singing songs at you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know what I like at the end of the song where it goes, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you.
Next to me.
That's my part. I like that one, too. Yeah.
Big harmony there.
All right, there they are. Shenandoah, everybody. All right, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, so you guys are touring like crazy.
We've always toured like crazy.
I hear you.
We never slow down.
But again, you're still touring like crazy. You have like 50 more dates this year, I was looking, or something like that. Like, why? Do you feel more comfortable on the road than at home?
No. You know, it's just really kind of, man, this thing's just really, you know, taking off. You know, I'd left the band for about 17 years, and then when I came back, you know, I figured if we was going to do it, you know, when me and Mike talked about, you know, putting the wheels back on this thing, if we were going to do it, you know, if we hadn't said everything we wanted to say, and we wanted to make sure that we got the music out there and put on the shows that we wanted to do, then man, let's do everything in the world we can to make that happen.
Why'd you guys stop?
They didn't stop. I mean, I left.
But at, you know, all of you together are you guys. So why did you guys stop for a while? Why'd you stop, Marty?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think honest and truly, I think a lot of mine was burnt out. you know, man, I mean, you think we were working a lot now. I mean, we were like mercenaries.
Mm. Oh, we've still got T-shirts that says, I survived 310 days with Shenandoah. The first year we were out, we did 310 days away from home. Not that many shows, but we were gone from home.
Yeah, I should say we were gone from home.
That's basically the same. It's travel day, still out on the road day.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. And, you know, man, after about 10 or 11 years of that, I mean, that, you know, that was just enough. That was enough for me. I was kind of burnt out.
And then why get back in? Did you miss it? Did you miss Mike's caress or what?
Not really.
No.
No, you know, tell you the truth, I'd had a little bluegrass band, and you know, my brother Tim and I had did the Butterfly Kisses thing for a little bit, and you know, we just...
What do you mean Butterfly Kisses thing? Bob Carlisle song, Butterfly Kisses?
Yeah, my brother Tim and I, you know, we had it out. In fact, we're the ones who got the Grammy on it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Butterfly Kisses.
Butterfly Kisses.
Yeah. Bob Carlisle sang it, but I'm going to be ignorant here, and I'm okay admitting
that. Yeah, it was the country version got the Grammy.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you guys, sucker. Well, you should have sang the country, you know what I mean? Sang that.
So anyway, it was in 97, I think, in 97. But anyway, the thing about it is, you know, we had talked about several years before then, you know, putting the wheels back on it, you know, but we just didn't feel like the timing was right.
Did you feel like with the overwhelming resurgence and popularity of 90s country that when you guys hit and went back out again that it was the audience was going to be there for you?
No, you know, to be honest, we were so ignorant to that at that point. No, we didn't have a clue in the world what 90s music meant at that time. I mean, we really seriously didn't. That was 9 years ago. We had no idea that what 90s music meant whatsoever. I mean, we just felt like, you know, they was still something to say, and we believed we could say it. There was another tune out there that we could cut, you know, that would be, you know, a smash, and we're in the studio right now. Well, we've actually finished up. We're waiting on a couple vocals to be done. We just cut a killer with Alison Krauss.
Somewhere in the vicinity of the heart?
Oh, no. No, this is a brand new one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just, I mean, it will absolutely rail the lumber.
I don't know what that means, Marty, rail the lumber.
That means it's.
Feels like it hurts.
It's, I think it's.
You're railing my lumber. I don't feel good.
It does kind of sound like it.
Yeah. Like make you emotional?
Killer.
Is that what it means?
It's very much. It's a love song. I mean, and it really is. I mean, it's another vicinity of the heart, and I want to be loved like that all together in one. You know, and it's just, I mean, it's just got a lot of. It's good. It's a good tune.
When's that coming out?
When we hear it, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know when it's coming out. I have no idea.
Do it like 10 seconds up for us.
Yeah.
And no, sing it like 10 seconds.
No, I can't do that
okay,
either.
Okay, see? He's not giving it to us here. Okay, that's okay. You don't go to jail or what? Music jail? I've been there. It ain't fun. So, speaking of rail and lumber, if Bubba can dance, rail my lumber. Is that how you say it?
Railed my lumber. Yeah.
I don't think you should say that.
Railing lumber is what that is. And that's really actually not vulgar at all. It just means.
No, I know.
You know, it's bringing the timber. You know, it's kind of exactly. Like, you know, bringing in the mail, carrying the mail.
Absolutely. And Bubba can dance, works, brought man, my timber.
Yeah, you know, you got it. Yeah, there
Bubba
it is.
Bubba can
man.
Dance. I can too.
Yeah.
Do you
tired? Really like that song?
Heck yeah. Are you kidding me? Awesome. Do you not?
You know, me and Marty wrote that song. With Bob McDill, of course.
Yeah, well, why would I not like that song? I love that song.
On TV and ordered that video. Yeah. And see, that's one of the reasons why.
A metronome on you.
I think that's the tempo, too.
Mm-hmm. Mike,
that's it.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Finish your story there. Bob, we can dance.
Anyway, the tempo on that, it's a four on the floor. It's that addictive beat, that it's that underlying thing that people get, and you know, when you did that I mean, that's what attracts a lot of people to tempo songs.
You know, that song almost didn't get written.
Why?
We were actually writing with Bob McDill. We'd written all afternoon with Bob. We had to leave that afternoon going somewhere on the road, and we had to catch the bus, and we'd been writing all afternoon and hadn't hit on anything, and Bob, we'd already put our guitars in the cases and getting ready to go, and Bob said, "Hey man, you guys came out of Muscle Shoals and those bars down there." He said, "I've been seeing on these country music TV shows, people doing all these line dances and stuff like that." He said, are people really doing that in these bars. And I just said, I don't know how they're doing it everywhere else, Bob, but, you know, the place we were at, there was two guys, and I can't remember. One of them's name was Buddy something, and the other guy I can't remember. But they always – they knew how to do all the – they knew how to twirl the girls. They'd get out there on the dance floor, and they could, you know, do all the dance. It wasn't line dances. But anyway, there would be girls literally standing on the side of the stage waiting for the song to be over so they could go out and get them to dance with them. And so anyway, Bob said, well, that's pretty interesting. And he said, let me run to the restroom real quick, and then we'll go. So he goes to the bathroom, and he comes back in and said, hey, you know what? I've got an idea on what you were just saying about those two guys. He said, I got a song title. And we said, what is it? And he said, if Bubba can dance, I can too. And he said, well, make those guys be Bubba. And so we got our guitars out, and we wrote the first verse and chorus and had to go. And then Bob wrote the last verse by himself. But, I mean.
It gave me confidence.
I mean, if he hadn't asked Bubba that
can
question,
dance. I feel like I can too. You know, one of my idiot friends is doing something. It's not even just about dancing. Like if one of my buddies can do, why can't I not try it? You guys don't even know what you motivated. I wouldn't be here without that song.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny how things turn about. It just kind of depends on, you know, how you want to handle anything in life, I reckon.
And you want to rail some lumber? Freaking go to town. Rail the lumber. Mike, how's drama coming?
Good. I just bought me a new set of DWs, man. I love them.
I don't know what that means.
It's a brand.
Oh, is that a good brand?
I love them. Yeah. Me, that's Cat's Meow.
Again.
Wow.
You never heard of the Cat's Meow?
Does that mean like it's...
They're the best.
Okay.
The bee's knees.
Yeah. Got it. So...
We're going to have to bring y'all a book of Shenandoahisms.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder if we would have named our band something different, people would have an easier time spelling it?
Probably, yeah. I've seen it spelled every way it can be spelled. Mm-hmm. On the marquee, too. I mean,
what's really good is when somebody goes, can you tell me where Shannon's at?
Oh, yeah.
Shenandoah?
Yeah.
That's
funny. We still get that. People are knocking on the door of the bus, and is Shannon up there?
Yeah, I want to talk to Shannon. Tell him he knows me.
And Shannon's a dude, obviously. Yeah. You guys, Muscle Shoals, growing up with that music culture around you, can you like hear that old blues like in your recordings from like the 90s? Like did any of that rub off into your country music?
You know, I think one of the greatest things that when we started doing what we were doing, you know, Jim Seals came from a background of rock and roll and real soulful stuff. You know, Stan came from a jazz perspective, and Ralph was as well in Memphis Delta blues and coming out of bluegrass. Mike and myself, you know, we grew up around bluegrass music and a lot of the soul that was in bluegrass music. You know, it really helped a lot. And I think it kind of there was a like a forging of a lot of that was all put together that came together. It's kind of like the Man of Constant Sorrow cut, you know, man, it you know, it sounds like right off the press of Ralph and Carter Stanley. Oh, I am a man of constant sorrow, you know, and it's just, you know, where people actually, you know, they heard the hurt in what they were singing about. And of course, up through the Appalachia, you know, that's, there was a lot of that went on. There's a lot of coal mining that went on and not safe coal mining, and then just a hard way of living. And people took to that, and it meant a lot to them. And when people would write songs that would be local songs that were there that just for people to listen to, they didn't do it for any industry. The stuff that they would write was, you know, they were singing to one another because it, you know, everybody identified with it. Everybody knew what they were talking about. It was like parables, you know.
Whenever I hear you talk about bluegrass, and you can tell me I'm completely wrong, but the lick, you know, Church on Cumberland Road, like it's almost like a bluegrassy lick in the guitar part there because it's so fast, you know. Any of that bluegrass experience affect your guitar playing with some of the way you play guitar?
Well, it does. I mean, Jim and Mike would always make fun that the way that I would play rhythm, but you know, the only way I knew how to play rhythm was to keep time, you know, and it may not be on the stroke that where they felt like it needed to be, but, you know, I just kind of felt like it, you know, and for some tunes, it didn't fit, you know, but to me it did, you know.
Like Sunday in the South didn't fit? maybe.
No, Sunday in the South fit well.
Well, I'm wrong. I'm wrong again. This is stupid. I'm stupid. And we're going to go ahead and go. Yep. All right, there they are. Shannon and Doa have been here, and they've been a really great guest. So quickly, you guys have – I'm going to just promote these shows real quick. Get tickets at shannondoaband.com. But Georgia, Tennessee, Midland, Texas, Clinton, Tennessee, Bowling Green, Kentucky – I would spend money to go watch you guys. And yeah. I don't, we don't.
Okay.
No. I'm not giving you money now. If you need a loan, we can talk interest rates. But
okay.
But it's like, you guys are awesome. And you were a big part of me musically growing up, but you're also still good now. And that's what's really cool to see you guys out still like performing at a level that's just fun to, like you guys and Brooks and Dunn. Like I can see both of you guys perform and feel like I'm still there, but also enjoy what's happening now.
Well, you know, the thing that we always try to do. Bobby, and we've always tried to do it. You know, look, you know, people have spent a little bit of money to come see us, and we appreciate that. And, you know, actually, we were hired to entertain people. And we like it when folks, you know, sing and they sing along and have a good time and clap their hands and hoop and holler and that kind of stuff. And if we can get them to that spot and people, you know, really enjoy themselves and they sing along, you know, at the end of the evening, whether it was 90 minutes or 2 hours, depending on however long we play. But at the end of that 90 minutes or 2 hours, at the end of the evening, they feel like they were a part of a show instead of just sitting and witnessing one. You know, look, I've been to shows that I actually liked a lot, but there wasn't a whole lot of entertainment in it. You know, who I went to go see, they did what I wanted them to do, and I enjoyed it. But there wasn't a lot of entertainment in it. You know, and that's their groove. That's the way they do it. But you know, as far as what we do, it's real high energy, and we try to get folks involved in what we're doing. Like I say, man, we love it when people do, it's been coming away pretty good here of late. You know, the crowds have gotten absolutely humongous, and we just, brother, we're still chasing the dream. That's what we're doing. We're still railing the lumber.
Me too. I'm railing it right now.
Yeah.
That's not what you're doing.
If I go, oh! Do that.
Oh!
No, you're not doing it right.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, that's better. That's better than that. I never knew the mother of me so hard. You know that song?
I don't.
I'm singing your song.
Must not be singing
it. Yeah,
it is.
He
just Bobby, you didn't give me much to go on,
he's
bro.
Just rewriting
you get
the
to come back to the church on the Cumberland Road. Bam, bam, bam. You ever heard that one?
Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Bam, I wrote that one. Me and Jimmy Dickey, 1964. Look, everybody, go watch Shenandoah. I love these guys. That's why I can sit here and give them a hard time because I enjoy their music, but also enjoy them as people. What I want to say before we leave here is, one, check out their new song. We can't wait for the new music. You let us know when it's done.
I will.
Back in, I don't know, 90s, 2000s, whatever, I have friends that I have really healthy rivalries with that I am like, that's my dude, but I'm also like, we're rivals. We're competing. Do you have any rivalries with any country artists?
I don't know that we have.
Your contemporary, your peers. You got awfully quiet.
I was thinking.
And I was too. I think the good thing about what we've been able to do is, you know, we just always seem to have a good relationship with, you know, with everybody.
Little Texas? You ever want to fight those guys?
Oh, yeah, we used to beat their butts every day.
Boom, that's what we're talking about. That's all I need, and we're out of here, baby. Just kidding. Hey, look, the Revival Tour, shannondoaband.com. Get that new music done. Let us know.
We will.
You seriously. You guys go to these shows.
I wasn't kidding about that. When we get it done, I'll personally bring it.
Well, you know.
I know y'all said you were playing in Midland. You say that was a date, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so
I'm going to do that to every answer.
Anytime now. I hear, you know, Mama Knows, you know, Mama Knows, your song, that I...
Sometimes they don't know their songs. I sang it perfectly to them. They didn't know it.
Right? That's one of my favorite songs
Mine
ever.
Too.
And
well,
it,
what?
It,
Mama
so,
Knows, Mama Knows.
Yes. Yep. And anytime I hear it, it takes me right back to Midland, Odessa, to Big Daddy's Catfish and Chicken, because I went there for spring break one year, and I worked, like, I just... was a hostess, and that's where I go every single time in my mind whenever I hear it.
Music's funny like that, isn't it?
Isn't
you can hear
it?
A song and boom, you're
yeah, you know,
right
I think,
back.
And you're railing lumber before you even know it.
Yeah.
I think you Presswood, honest and truly said it best, a song remembers when.
Yeah.
And it literally can transform and take you back to places that you never never thought it would, and all of a sudden you'll hear something, and bam, you're right in the same, even the same smells.
No, I smell the hush puppies, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying, even the same smell, mm-hmm. you know. Set I'd love to up. Have some of chicken fingers right now.
I'd love to just have some lunch right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to grab some. So here's the thing. Set me up. I'm going to play a church on Cumberland Road. Tell me a story. What? When I say tell me a story about church on Cumberland Road, the song, performing it, what story comes to mind first?
Winona Judd told me at the TNN Viewers of Choice, Viewer Choice Awards, we'd had that. And then we'd had, I think, two dozen roses Sunday and Saturday. Anyway, so we were performing. And she said, you know, are y'all going to do two dozen, Church on Cumberland Road? And I said, no, I think we're going to do I Want to Be Loved Like That. She goes, you know, Church on Cumberland Road was pitched to us. We you know, we knew that wasn't for us. And I thought to myself, no, that don't sound like a Judge tune to me. Anyway, I said, man, I'm glad y'all passed on it, you know.
That's crazy.
Seriously, that I'll think of that sometimes, and that's what comes to mind.
And what about Next to You, Next to Me? What comes to mind when I say Next to You, Next to Me? What story or idea or memory?
Well, I know that we never had a fiddle in the band up until that point. And, you know, coming out of bluegrass music, you know, I thought, you know, man, it sure would be nice. My daddy was a fiddle player. Man, it sure would be nice if we had a little fiddle. Yeah. And plus Mark O'Connor fiddled it. And, man, son, he could, you know, he can carry the mail, too. Anyway, but you know, by the time we got done with that and you hear all the fiddle licks on it, man, it was just, man, you'd think, man, surely to goodness, man, this is, you know, the song's already there. The fiddle just kind of put the icing on the cake.
Man, I don't always like icing, but that cake I liked a lot. Yeah. Super good to see you guys. See you soon. Keep killing it. We love you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Good to see
you.
There they are. Shando, everybody. Yeah. Nice job.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids.
Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was such an amazing segment. We had some listeners in studio after they dropped a note to Amy while she was on a plane and basically sharing about their son and his wish and something that he really wants to do. Well, we brought him in studio to kind of have that dream come true. So it was just a really, really cool full circle moment, and we loved having them in studio. So you're about to hear their whole story, how it happened, why it happened, and probably get in all your feels. So maybe prepare a Kleenex.
Number two.
Amy, so this letter was dropped off in your lap on an airplane?
Yeah, so you were asleep, but we...
Oh, we were both on the same flight.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So it was like you, Caitlin, me, and I was the aisle seat, and I didn't even see the person. They walked by so fast, like they were going to the bathroom or whatever, and just dropped a note in my lap and then opened it up. And
here it is.
Here we are.
To the Bobby Bones team, my son, 8 and 12 years old, is adopted from the island of Granada. He is a big fan of the show. He has an inoperable brain tumor. Doing well, though. His make-a-wish was to meet you and be on your show, but we talked him out of it because he couldn't communicate clearly at the time. I'm wondering if you could find a way to say hi to him. Could you sign this note or a selfie at the back of the plane? I didn't even know this. I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Something simple and inconspicuous, or you can say bug off. Grateful for what you do and represent. Sincerely, Ribble family. Well, we'd like to say bug off. So, all right, let's go to the next
gave
song.
Gave me the option.
No, just kidding. They're actually here today.
Yep.
And so the Ribble family is here. We're going to bring them in the studio and talk to them for a second. Come on in. So, Amy, which one do you think dropped the note?
The dad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Amy said, hey, I got this note, which by the way, Dad, you are Jared?
I'm Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Yeah.
I guess I was asleep. Was I passed out on the plane?
I think you were asleep.
Yeah.
And just for the record,
babe,
I let my wife see the note ahead of time.
It's not creepy at all. No, it's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's
because,
no,
you know, you're dropping
it
to...
I was like, what did you do with it? And he said, I just sat it between the two girls. And I was like, they're going to think you're hitting on...
Oh, I honestly...
You thought that? Ready. You thought
no,
that?
No.
Yes, you did.
We didn't know.
So you thought he was hitting on you?
No, I didn't. We didn't know Daddy. For sure who had even dropped it off. But we were like, what's going to be in here? Is it someone... You hear about those stories of someone being like, hey, here's my number. Call me.
Right.
Well, sure. And I get that, which is why I addressed it the Bobby Bones team.
You did. That's funny.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm glad you guys are here. Aiden, I like your glasses, buddy.
Thanks.
They're just like mine.
Yeah.
Those are super cool. How long you been wearing those?
No idea.
No idea? I don't either. Same thing. COVID made me forget all amounts of years. So what's going on with you guys as a family? So you adopted how long ago?
It's been 8 years now.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you like it? You like your mom and dad? Are they pretty cool or no?
I don't know.
Sometimes? I think that's everybody.
Yeah, my kids would say the same
At 12 years
thing.
Old. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So tell me about where he's from.
He's from the island of Grenada, so he's a Caribbean baby. And
12.
He's 12.
He's 12 now. Yeah, not a baby anymore.
He's not
for sure.
a baby.
Yep.
I say he's always my baby, but he doesn't love that now that he's 12. Yeah, so we adopted him when he was 4. He came home to Nashville then, and we have since had 3 more boys and a 4th one in the spring. Another, so we'll have 5 total boys.
On the way?
On the way. Okay,
you grabbed your stomach. I never know if that means like
she's
having gas right then or if she's
no.
pregnant and I'm not
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have 5 boys. He's not thrilled about a 5th boy. He said he's moving out. So if anybody has space.
I have space for you.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah, I got a basketball court too. I got PlayStation 5, whatever
we'll
you need.
We'll never see him again.
Yeah.
So
I'm super glad that you could come up here and hang out. What do you think about the room, Aiden?
It's big.
Is it bigger than you thought?
Yes.
Had you ever seen what we look like?
You on Dancing on the Stars?
Oh, yeah, you saw that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Aiden, that you saw that. Did
what
you?
What was your favorite dance that he did?
The MC Hammer.
I was about to say that was my favorite, too.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped off the table. Like, the MC Hammer was awesome. MC Hammer actually tweeted me after that and was like, I don't know what I just saw, but I think it was good. So,
amazing.
So what do you like in school, Aiden? Do you have any favorite subjects?
Dismissal.
Is that a subject now? That's when you just go home?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
I think that's their favorite part of this show, too.
Yeah, when we leave.
Lunchbox Eddie. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Their favorite part's dismissal as well. Yeah. So do you go to Benton Hall Academy?
Yes.
Is that your school?
Yes.
You like them?
Yes.
What's their mascot there?
Thunderhawks.
Thunderhawks.
What's a Thunderhawk?
No idea.
I have no idea either. I know what a hawk is. I know what thunder is.
His teacher is wanting a shout out because she's a big fan of the show. So she's so excited.
You want to shout her out, Aiden?
Can you say hey to your teacher?
Hey.
What's her name?
Hey, Miss Glick.
Hey, Miss Glick.
Hey, yeah. What's her name, Glick?
Miss Glick.
Miss Glick. Hey, from us too.
Yeah. Hey, shout out.
How's Aiden? Good? How's health?
Aiden's doing well. He's stable with all the medical things he's going through. In our last MRI report, it was very, very minute, but the tumor was shrinking. It's the first time that we've seen that happen. So we're not out of the woods, but it's trending in a positive direction. So
that's awesome.
We're really thankful.
Well, I'm thankful that you guys dropped off the note too. And I'm thankful Amy didn't think you were hitting on her because we've never... never got it. We don't, you know.
Ow.
And yeah, exactly. And why didn't you drop it off? It would have been safer for you to drop it off.
It would have. He was in the aisle, so that's probably
got
why.
It.
And you said that you showed it to me, but you told me after the fact what you said.
I do that too, I lie to my wife. Yeah, it's fine.
Or like you get up to go.
Or it's like
you get up to go give it to them.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I do that stuff all the time too. I'm like, I know I did this. She goes, no. This is how you did it. You did it 2 days after as well. And I'm like,
yes.
Oh.
I say that to him and he's like, but I'm pretty sure I thought I said this.
I do the same thing.
Okay, did I not?
No.
I showed you
Let's
the
get into
actual
it.
Note.
After you got up, and I was like, what
you
are you doing?
You argue too much.
And you're like,
yeah.
I'm going to give them this note. I was like, what does it say?
Your handwriting's pretty good, though.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah.
Not bad for a plane.
Yeah, for a dude. Yeah. So what do you do?
A professional presenter. I do that in the trades and construction industry.
What do you mean?
That's a fair question.
Yeah,
so I go around the country and I give presentations to help bolster the trades. So getting kids and getting folks interested in the trades, construction industry, et cetera.
Got it.
So inspirational speaking, that sort of thing.
About construction?
Yeah, but trying to get people to understand the value, the importance.
Yeah.
People don't grow up and say, I want to be a roofer.
Right.
You know, but... I guarantee we are all grateful for roofers when it's raining.
Some people
right?
today.
So things of that nature.
And roofers can make some really good money too.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I never really knew the value of someone who drove a big rig until I went and had to actually learn about it myself and get a CDL and see how much we depend on people driving those trucks across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, same thing. Nobody goes fifth grade. I want to be, but it's like, and you can make so much. You have a good life too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you are?
I'm an author and a television producer.
I feel like faith is kind of what brought you guys here and with Aiden and with what you're doing generally. I mean, it feels like that from just talking to you guys. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think our faith is definitely the foundation of what started to build our family. And we see definitely the trace of that in our life when we look at, because we lost several adoptions before Aiden, and had any of those worked out, he wouldn't have come home. Mm-hmm. And when he did, and then we were able to kind of chase down what he needed medically, we discovered that all the top doctors for what he needed are here in Nashville. So he was always meant to make it here.
My sister.
What you said?
Yeah, he says my sister. He's talking about one of the adoptions that we lost. So he's just now like learning the story of her and how she, you know, didn't get to come home. And so he's kind of like working through that too. Especially since he doesn't have any sisters and he's not going to have sisters now.
Sounds like it's all boys all the time, Aiden. All boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Aiden, it's really good to meet you, buddy. I'm glad that we got to come up and hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you I would like to give Aiden something. I don't know. Would he give him a big Sonic cup?
No,
you
know, he could take that.
What do you want? What can we give you, Aiden?
Sonic cup.
That thing won't fit in your car. It's huge. That one's like 5 foot tall. We got something for you.
It's starting to get cooler outside. Do you wear beanies in the winter? Okay, we have
beanies.
Pimp and Joy beanies and
stuff.
Oh,
we're going to set you up.
Yeah.
You're going to be good to go. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I hope this was as fun as you thought it might be.
Thanks for having us.
Aiden, did you have fun?
Yes.
The whole point was to hang out with you for a few minutes. And I hope you keep trending in the right direction. Your glasses, don't let anybody tell you they're not cool because that means mine aren't cool. Okay? And you let me know if anyone says that.
Okay.
All right, buddy. All right, there they are, the Ribble family, Crystal, Jared, and Aiden.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
We ended the week this week with a really fun segment. Everybody loves blind karaoke, and they were like late 90s, 2000s hit songs. And it was so fun to see this all go down because I'm going to tell y'all right now, you guys always anticipate that it's going to go a certain way. This time, it did not go a certain way, okay? Like something happened, you're like, oh, that's not good. But it's funny at the same time. So without further ado, it's the number one spot, blind karaoke.
Number one.
We're gonna play blind karaoke. We have drawn for the order. The first person performing today, and no need to walk up there yet, will be Lunchbox.
Oh! Usually you don't start the opener as the best act, but whatever.
You do it iHeartRadio Music Fest.
That's true. This is basically it.
That's yeah, right.
That's because everybody's awesome.
So here's the thing. We have Ricky on the phone. We're gonna give Ricky a chance to win a $250 gift card from Hyundai. Ricky, that's quite the prize.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want to know who you pick because I'm one of the judges. So I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to tell Abby the person you're picking, and then we will judge the competition, and if it's the right person that you pick to win it, you win the prize, okay? The people playing are Amy, Eddie, Abby, and Lunchbox. Okay, Ricky, don't tell me who you want, but I'm going to have you tell Abby and keep it secret so it doesn't affect my scoring, okay?
Okay.
And you live in Austin, Texas, and your day going okay? Everything good? Just checking in?
So far, so good. Ready for the weekend?
I feel that. Feel that. Me too, buddy.
All right.
All right. Put them on hold. Don't let me know who it is.
Oh, let me see.
Thanks to our friends at Hyundai. $250 gift card. Visit a local Hyundai dealer for a test drive and tell them Bobby Bones was the person you heard talking about it because that'll help us, apparently, and that'll be awesome for us. Hyundai, it's your journey. And Hyundai's, you know, sponsoring this here. Let's do it. Up first to spin the wheel is Lunchbox. All songs from the 90s.
Oh, boy.
Which one
tough.
Do you want? You have All the Small
you know
Things, Blink 182. You have Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. You have Mbop, Genie in a Bottle. Wannabe, Spice Girls, All-Star, Smash Mouth, Mambo No. 5, Lubega.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
You don't care?
Gosh.
No, it don't matter, folks.
All right, here we go. Let's spin. Hey, wait. Do we have our person, Ray? Here, you pick. You have him?
Yep.
Okay, let's
spin that wheel!
Oh, boy. I was hoping for something different.
Yeah, Lunchbox, Brittany. You will be singing Smash Mouth All-Star.
Oh, that's a jam. You got this.
Yeah.
And Ray, would you play a clip for him real quick?
Hey now, you're an all-star.
He's like it.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're an all-star.
All right. Let's go, all-star. That's what I was as a kid.
What?
What?
A lot.
That's what you were as a kid?
An all-star?
An all-star.
Yeah, Keith. No Teeth Keith. Balcony's Red. Shout out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's just leave that there, man.
I'll just leave that there? All right. I just didn't know if you could see my thrusting.
Does it start right here?
The Chinese of the Chinese
hold on, chicken. Hold on, don't start. Oh. Yeah, I don't even know where it starts, but you can try whenever. You ready?
Please.
Here we go. Yep. And action.
Oh, action me? Oh, here we go. Chinese of the Chinese chicken. The drum starts ticking and a licking. And you know what they say? Oh, hey, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Where you're going to get your game on? Go down to that bar. And you see her and you say, hey, girl, I'm an all-star. I'll show you how. You come back to my place and we do a little this, little that. And she's like, dang, he really is an all-star. All-star. He got his game on. He go play. And if you want to see how he knows how to play, you say, hey, he's an all-star. He'll play around with you and you and you and you. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Hey, go play. You got game. Hey, you're an all-star. Upside down Chinese of the Chinese chicken. And the drum keeps ticking and a licking. All-star chicken.
All right, there he is. Let's go, everybody.
That's good.
Blind karaoke. He
yeah.
A wild mashup of Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
Oh, it's not the same song?
Yeah, no.
Ah, my bad.
Yeah. He had passion, though.
But it was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. So
yeah.
The three judges will go 1 through 5. Put your score down. We'll combine the scores here.
I'd say that's the best performer of the day so far.
All right, Lunchbox, you can have a seat. Thank you very much. Right. You guys, let's get the judges their scores in here.
I think a seat at your desk.
Oh. Not that chair. He wasn't leaving. You want me to do another one?
All right, next up. Eddie.
Okay.
All right, here goes Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Judges, get your scores in. Eddie, any song that you'd like up here?
Yes.
It's all blind karaoke, so you have to know the lyrics or fake the lyrics.
I would really like Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Oh, a lot of energy in that one.
Because that one, I know all the words to.
All right, let's spin that wheel.
Man.
Eddie, you'll be doing Mambo number 5.
Hey, that's a good one,
that's
too.
That's a great one,
Let's
man.
Go.
Lou Bega, here's a clip.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
Trumpet.
A little bit of Erica by my side.
Trumpet.
A trumpet.
A little bit of Rita's all I need.
Were we yelling that yesterday?
I don't know. Were we? It sounds familiar.
Trump. I don't know.
Come on,
trumpet.
Dude. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to nail this one.
Ray, are you ready? Here is Eddie, blind karaoke, doing Mambo number 5.
All right, Ricky from Austin, Texas. This one's for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop. Just kidding. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody get down and let's ride. You and me going to the corner. We're going to drink some gin and juice. I know you want to. I'm going to drive in the driver's seat. You're going to sit next to me in the passenger seat. I'm going to go really fast. And then, whoa, what's your name? The trumpet. A bit of Monica on your side. A little bit of Jessica on my ride. A little bit of Rita's all you need. A little bit of Tina, all I need. A little bit of Monica and a Jessica. A little bit of Rudy and Tootie and Goody. This my girls, all my girls. Trumpet!
There you go!
Yeah!
Wow, wow, wow.
Woo!
Wow!
A trumpet!
Trumpet!
Ah! There it is!
Wow.
There it is!
Okay.
Okay.
There, Ricky loved that one.
Judges, write your scores down.
You don't even know if Ricky picked you, man.
I don't know that.
Eddie,
I think he did.
You are done. How do you feel?
I feel great. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's good.
We're going to the corner,
definitely,
me and my girls.
Definitely a lot of energy. I like
yeah.
the energy. Okay, write your answers down, teams. We're going to take a quick break. We got to come back in a second, and we will go to Abby. We rolled the dice. So Abby goes, and then Amy closes the show.
Yeah.
We don't know who Ricky picked. Blind karaoke.
Woo.
Let's come back, and you can't repeat. I'd like for somebody to get umbop, though, for the record. I think that would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Lunchbox and Eddie both performed.
Oh, killed it.
Crushed it.
Two performers left. It's blind karaoke. We don't see any words. You sing it best you can. You either know it or you make it up. Up next, our resident vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
Artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby,
Woo!
Everybody. Abby.
Yeah.
Now, Ricky's on the phone. Ricky's picked somebody. We don't. Oh, you know who it is.
I do.
Yeah. So, you okay. So, Abby, it didn't help her at all. If he picked her, she'll want to win. If he didn't pick her, she'll want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. We're okay. not, yeah.
You guys are looking at me a little cross-eyed.
Like, what?
Are you ready, Abby, to spin
yeah,
the wheel?
Yeah, I'm
All right,
ready.
Let's spin that wheel! Woo! All songs from the 90s. It lands on Mbop.
Oh, okay.
She got it.
I like this one.
Abby got Mbop from Hanson. Here's a clip. How do you feel about this song? And performing it.
The chorus good. The beginning is very fast.
Aren't they your neighbors? They're from Kansas, right?
They're from Oklahoma.
Close.
Same thing. Oh, neighbors.
State neighbors.
Yep, that's what I meant.
That's what you meant. Good.
Yep.
Okay, here she is, Abby, doing Hanson and Bop blind karaoke.
I didn't know what I wanted to do, but here I am in this room singing for you. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, no. Now I messed up the words because I don't really know what's going on, but I'm gonna sing it anyway. I'm gonna sing it, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
Abby,
butcher that one.
Abby, just answer this question.
Butcher that one.
Just answer this question. Did Ricky pick you?
Do I have to say?
No, say nothing.
Okay. No, 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 no.
I don't want to say it right now. No, no, we want to finish it out.
He knows his dream is over if he did.
Thank you, Abby. Abby, that was terrible.
Oh, Abby.
It wasn't that you sang bad. You gave up like a quitter. You're not the person that I raised.
I know. I mean, she just kept going.
Don't quit.
I couldn't tell when the chorus was.
It doesn't matter. Make up a chorus. Do you hear Lunchbox? He didn't have a freaking clue what language it was in.
That's true.
I didn't know what.
Like, if you had a little bit of him.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So,
I would have killed it.
Abby, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yes.
You can't give her a zero, Scuba.
Oh, he tried to do that? Scuba!
Dang.
Point. Yeah.
All right, 1 point.
Okay. We keep all our scores up here,
Abby.
Abby, thank you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was painful. Oof. All right, and finally.
Like she would start again, and then
well,
she just
had no confidence. Who cares if you suck?
Well, she was like, oh, there it is. Nope, no, that's not. No, yeah, it's not. Like, yeah.
And then also, if, let's say you don't. You try a note, you don't hit. Who cares? Don't even acknowledge you. Oh, yeah.
She started really well,
I thought.
With what's funny is she kept saying, oh, that's not it. And I'm like, no one knows if it's it or not. Like, we don't know.
The song's full of gibberish. All right, mm-hmm. Amy, mm-hmm. do you have a preference?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay, here we go.
Really
let's spin that wheel.
Come on, Amy.
None of them, really.
Amy, your song is Blink-182, All the Small Things.
Oh.
That's your jam.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah,
is
that's
it, though?
Yeah, it's easy to sing to. Late night.
Come home.
I'm not doing it anymore, but that's it. You get to hear words of the song.
Oh.
All the small things, true kiss, true friends. I'll take one lift, you're right, best trip.
Okay, here we go, ready.
Always.
Amy, are you ready?
I think I'll see if I know where to go.
Did we nod you in? Because I nod them in all the time.
Yeah, I'll try to feel it.
As a matter of fact, Eddie started singing, then I unnodded him, and he goes, "Oh,
oh,
and I appreciated that.
Oh, okay.
I try to nod Lunchbox in every time.
Yeah.
Looking at me. Though.
Okay.
Rock out, Amy.
Oh. No.
All right, here we go. Blind karaoke.
Late night. Come home, too scared in a dome. You say, I know you'd be at my show. Watching, waiting, commiserating. And then I get home, and my mom is like, where have you been? Say it ain't so, I will not go. I will turn on. Carry me home. Say it ain't so. All the small things. Na 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 na
na
na
na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na na
na na
na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na Yeah, it's the very first of it.
All the
small things.
Oh, I thought because you said late night.
And then well, work
that
sucks.
That was the lyric here.
Work sucks.
I know.
I thought he lived with his mom. I could have swore. Like at some point,
he
goes home and his mom.
Say it ain't so. I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home. Na, 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 na.
But Amy's version was cool, though.
I did get...
Take me home. I'll turn on. What was that?
The dome or something.
I'm in the dome.
But I did get commiserating.
Okay, write your scores down, everybody. Everybody. Okay, Amy, you can sit down.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All the scores are in.
Woo!
Okay.
Are you feeling good?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good.
I have the combined scores here. Okay.
It's a two-horse race.
You know, I hit my tooth on the microphone.
I know. Eddie's like, rock out, and then she rocks out. She has her mouth on the microphone.
Yeah, you have to watch where the mic is.
I thought
you
were going to knock yourself out.
Blind karaoke. Okay, let's put Ricky up, because Ricky has picked somebody. Ricky, don't say who it is yet, but how do you feel right now?
I don't know. I'm not too sure how I feel right now.
Okay.
Did
you pick Abby?
Yes, I did.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead. I told you.
It's over, dude.
Ricky, you got no shot, man. Like, I hate to tell you, but you lost, man. You should have just hung up. Like, once you heard Abby sing, you should have said bye.
Ricky, why'd you pick Abby?
Oh, boy.
I just had a gut feeling, you know. She sounded good on the phone, or she sounded like she did some vocal training this morning. Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to be on point.
Yeah. Was she?
Honestly, I couldn't hear.
Oh, okay. We'll say the same thing.
Yeah. She was good, dude.
We'll give her an incomplete.
She was good.
Oh, man.
Okay. Abby, lowest score, 3. She got one.
Can we let him switch?
No.
It was the song, Abby. It was just the song.
It was a bad song choice.
No, she quit.
That song is
hard. I can't believe I raised a quitter.
I didn't quit.
You did. You quit like three times. Like, I don't know. What do we do? What do we work on?
Just keep going.
Just go. Commit. Yes. Keep going. You'll do better next time.
Commitment. Yes. She has up to some time with that.
Hey, Ricky, who do you think won, if you were judging?
I couldn't hear anything while I was on hold, but if I'm just shooting a dart.
Oh, he couldn't hear.
Okay, never mind.
Shoot a dart.
Yeah, shoot a dart. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to go with Eddie.
Okay.
That's a good dart.
He just shot a dart. Okay.
Wow.
Ricky did not win. We cannot give him the prize.
Hey.
I know. Abby with 3 points, with 7 points.
That's a jump.
Well, that means an average score of basically 2.3.
Pretty solid, guys.
That's
Amy.
Oh. Ticket.
Oh. Hey, two horse race. Let's go. Who's going to win it?
Hey, we put the gauntlet down in the beginning, and they had to follow that, and they felt the pressure.
So Lunchbox sang Smash Mouth All-Star with a mashup of Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, honestly.
Really, they sound the same, man.
And then Eddie sang Lou Bega Mambo number 5.
Nailed it. That's the problem. I nailed that one.
And I'll say this, there's only a 1 point difference.
Whoa!
1 point?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you didn't have Chinese or the Chinese chicken in yours.
I didn't. I had Rudy and Tootie.
One of you had, that was the one of you had 10 points, meaning you averaged 3.3.
Wow, that's solid.
And one
that's
of you had good. 9, which means you averaged 3.
Oh.
So that means one of you actually got a 4.
Whoa! That's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive. Come on, Bones.
Amy, if you're voting, who would you vote for?
I have, you want me to say? Am I supposed to say?
Yeah, you don't have to. It won't count, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
I nailed
Morgan, who do you vote for?
I should have picked somebody. Y'all were basically the same.
I liked Eddie's energy.
Yeah.
Well, it was very close. The winner with 10 points is Eddie.
Oh.
Yeah!
The trumpet!
Oh! Yeah!
Okay. So you have, I'm going to say this. You have Mike D to thank, because Scuba Steve and I gave both of you guys 3s, and he gave Lunchbox 3 all the way. But Mike D gave you a 4 on Eddie. You're the only 4.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Mike, can I ask you why you decided to do that?
Because you're wearing a Cowboys hat.
No, it was fun. It's a good performance.
And that's it, guys. It's all about fun. People come see live music for fun.
I was fun.
You were, like, it was good. What you came up with was good.
Okay, you're not mentoring him on an idol right now. Okay. Eddie, you are a winner.
Hey, you want me to close you out?
Yeah, do you want to do...
Spice Girls, give me Spice Girls.
Okay, will you hit him with some Spice Girls? All right.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna feel it inside. If you wanna be my...
Not yet. Here.
If you wanna be my lover,
gotta get with my friends.
Making this forever,
friendship never ends.
If you wanna be my lover,
So
here's a story from A to Z. If you really get me, you gotta definitely send me a seat about someone around.
And then with someone around, it's all my dollar around.
That's me, sportsy, that's me.
All right, we gotta go.
Sporty,
there's
that's
Eddie.
Me.
It's Eddie. All right, thank you, buddy. We gotta go. A winner.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week.
Show.
With Morgan number 2.
All right, y'all, that's it for me this weekend. It's always fun hanging out with you guys every weekend. I can't thank you enough for listening, for downloading, for streaming. I'm just really glad to have you guys here with me every weekend. So make sure you go to follow The Bobby Bones Show. It is at Bobby Bones Show on all the things. And I am at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. Also, a lot of content up there. I have a lot of travel photos, some reels and stuff that y'all might relate to. So follow me and hang out with me on socials. You can more than likely hear back from me on Instagram, probably more than any of the other ones. So if you have a question, concern, advice, hit me up in the DMs. I love to talk to y'all. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Bye.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.